There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, welcome to Man Baggage. My name is Russell Cain, and this is the safe space, guys, where we can empty our man baggages of all that viscous worry. And hopefully I can pour some insight into your ears and glue it up with help. Because what we know about men is there's nothing different between men and women apart from the obvious physical differences. As far as I can tell, there are not really that many emotional differences. It seems to be a societal difference. Guys, talk less. That is what fucks us up, gentlemen. So this is where this idea came from originally. This show was like a sort of loose women for men. Men sit around and talk about their feelings and ideas. That didn't work because 90% of men don't want to sit around in cardigans with digestive biscuits sharing their ideas. They cringe. They find it embarrassing. If you can do it, gentlemen, please do it. Please dunk the digestive, put on the cardi, say, how are you feeling, Liam? If, like me, you're working class and you find that difficult, you're going to need to use banter, humour and discussion as like an informal side army into those maladies. So if you've got a guy that's gone quiet, check in twice, just a basic one, just check in twice. You're right, Martin. Yeah, I'm fine. Are you fucking sure, mate? Are you fine? Not good enough? You're not. And then go around, forced Stella Artois. It tracks with male cancers. Men don't check their balls and men don't check their mate. Just check more, gentlemen. There's no reason to have lumpy nuts and friends who are fucked. Anyway, with that in mind, let's crack on. I mean, this show works by me grilling and interrogating the mind of, well, men before, when we used to be in the studio before some selfish bastard ate a bat. Now we do it online. So I'm drilling just into one man's mind. Singer-songwriter JP Cooper is in the house. Rewind, in the house. How are you doing, JP? Nice to see you.
You too. Very good. Yeah. It's been a good year. Can't complain. New baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Got a 9-month-old at home. So, yeah, lots of blessings, lots to be happy about.
Have you got more than one?
I've got a 9-year-old.
Bloody hell, that's a gap, isn't it?
Yeah, a 9-year-old and a 9-month-old, so a bit of a gap.
In the same gaff?
No, so the 9-year-old's with me sort of at the weekend.
That's fine then. That's
and
fine.
And the little one's, yeah, but he's no bother. He's a little star, he just looks after himself. Baby, on the other hand, he's also a little star, but he definitely doesn't look after himself.
I've got a 6-year-old, which is all the hell of a baby mixed with the personality of a teenager. So we can't do this show just two men going, yeah, well, you know what women think. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, yeah, totally. Let's have an agree fest. We need a strong female auditor who will call bullshit on some of the lazy generalizations I undoubtedly will go on to make in a minute. Merely to provoke you guys, please don't cancel me on Twitter. I know gender was abolished in 2019 and no longer exists, but for the purposes of today, gender exists. And I'm joined by another singer-songwriter. Oh my God, I've managed to nab Pixie Lott for 50 minutes. How lucky am I? Hey, Pix, what's going on?
Hello, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I keep expecting you to belt out. I was watching you just by coincidence singing something online last night. You were on Instagram.
Really?
Doing something like that. I was stalking you.
Oh, so was this on Insta Story are you talking about?
Or like, yes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That was a little, I did Who Do You Think You Are.
That's it.
Telly a couple of nights ago. That's what you mean, isn't it?
Time of recording. That's riding high on top of iPlayer. Riding high.
Is it?
Yeah. People really want to know where you're from. That's why. Where are you from? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you want to know where I'm from, Russell?
Yeah. What was your heritage? Viking? Viking?
Unless you watched it, but I take it you didn't watch it.
Well, I haven't watched it yet. I'm saving it.
No, so I'm from... Oh, it's a long story. You have to watch it. But I'm basically from loads of military, and my great grandma was like in and out of workhouses. It was really sad some parts.
Shit, man. Well, we'll watch that anyway, if it's still on iPlayer by the time you catch this. Anyway, any any music coming out, please, now is the time to plug while we've still got the audience's ears. JP, what's going on? Anything dropping soon?
My second album.
Yes, mate.
Second album.
Dropping.
Goes by the name of She. And it's been pushed back, but it's the 4th of February. So an early album next year.
Any romantic songs on there? It's close to Valentine's. Anything I can whine and grind
always,
to on there?
Always.
Yes, always. The girl will be getting that in her ear holes. What about you, Pix? Anything dropping soon?
My new stuff's coming out next year as well. It's been a long time. I've been writing it for ages, so I can't wait to just put some new stuff out there. But I'm really excited to hear your new album, JP. I love your voice.
Thank you. We should work together sometime. Let's do that.
We should. I would love to do that.
I could do a joke in between each song, really get the audience on site. Hold on a minute. It's Pixie's turn in a minute. But first of all, I want to tell you this hilarious anecdote. Right, so we're talking about attention today. Now, quite rightly, attention can be taken so many ways. In fact, just hearing the word military has made me realise it can actually be attention. But we're going to start with this definition: the behavioural and cognitive process of selectively concentrating on a discrete aspect of information, whether considered subjective or objective, while ignoring other perceivable information. In other words, what a lot of us were shit at school at: paying attention. Looking at the detail and listening. So it's the first thing I want to ask you, Pixie. I always start with a stupidly provocative question that doesn't have a correct answer. So we're only asking from your experience. But do you think women are better at paying attention than men? The stereotype is that they are. They're slightly more forensic to detail.
Yeah.
Than men. The man search would be the classic funny example. But if you see my fucking keys, Pix, where are my keys? In front of you, babe, would be a classic.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because I know it's like very like generalizing and every person's completely different. But I would probably guess, like if you put it to a survey, like they do in the jungle when they ring the phone in the little red box and you say, what is it, women or men who are more attention to detail? I would say women. But with the losing the keys and losing the phone and losing the credit cards, that is me all over. I do it every single day. I literally just left my phone in a taxi and I just got it back now, so that I could record this chat.
That's not really paying attention, is it? It's a slightly different thing. Do you think, JP, men are quite good at doing like really short, intense attention, and then we're more likely to go, oh, look, there's a chimp with some glitter, and walk off? That's what my brain does all the time.
That sums me up pretty well. I have to work hard to focus. But the same thing, my wife always losing things.
What about attention to detail, Pixie? What are you like with attention to detail?
Oh, sorry. So the first question was attention.
Generally.
See, now I've lost my attention. So attention generally, and now it's attention.
Well, you're putting
detail.
Music together, so I would have thought you've got, particularly if you're singing songwriting, you've got to be quite on it with like the little detailed bits of it. Whereas with my stand-up, like, I couldn't give a fuck. I leave bits off. I leave out clauses. Some nights I don't do the punchline. Don't care. Go through it like a mad man every night. I definitely do not have attention to detail.
I get the vibe that you're like a freestyle, go with the flow. When you're in the zone, you just come out with all this like amazing stuff.
Yeah, but the downside like, is if I've got this amazing routine with lots of little amazing bits on it, some nights I'll forget them or I have a poor attention to detail.
But you like just kind of going off the cuff, right?
I'm working with the hand I've been dealt genetically. Do you know what I mean? I'm 5'10". I had to develop my personality quickly. I would have died a virgin.
I think it depends what you care about. Like music, yeah, writing songs, attention to detail. You know, can this lyric be better? Can we keep searching for something else? When I'm like tidying my bedroom, not attention to detail. So it depends what you care about.
But what about you, JP? Are you quite sort of forensic? Do you pay attention to the smaller things when you're putting a song together? Or do you just like let it emotionally flow over you and you hear the chords and before I know it, it's pieced together and...
No, it's definitely a process of editing, re-editing. I think generally, like, being good at anything is how well you edit it. There's got to be that thing of rolling with the punches, for example, if you're doing what you do. But when it comes to writing songs, I think it's where your standards lie.
Yeah.
And when you're willing to say it's done, but then also understanding when it's done. However, that's something that we work on. So it doesn't really stand up for this argument because we've trained ourselves to look for those details. When it comes to more of a general thing, then that's when the wheels fall off.
Okay, let me give you an example. When was the last time you sat and read a whole book? Like, not in one sitting, obviously, but just Do you have you got that level of attention where you can go, I'm going to read a book today, or after one, listen, I'm a heavy reader. Yeah? That's the way I got myself out of the ghetto was my English degree. However, after a few minutes, I'm like, I'll just refresh that just a bit after the next chapter. Before I know it, I'm looking at, I don't know, Rihanna's bottom on a yacht on the mail online or something. I've just fucking lost it completely. I was reading like Jane Eyre, yeah, some proto-feminist literature, and then I'm like looking at Rihanna's bottom. I mean, it could have completely gone. It's these fucking phones, isn't it? They've killed our attention.
It's true.
Yeah. No, I definitely think it's made it a lot worse because it's just a swiping through stuff all the time. You've got so much information and like, I don't know, I'm just so used to, I hate that. Have you ever looked on your phone and you can see how much screen time you've, like how, oh my God, mine's terrible.
Mine was infinity last week. Can you believe that? No, it wasn't. No,
infinity.
It wasn't. No mathematical number.
But a lot of that is work.
Yeah.
A lot of that's work or research I mean, gosh, I even write a lot of lyrics in my voice, not in my voice notes, in my notes. So
how cool are your voice notes compared to mine? Mine's are like, pick up yogurt. What about a joke about itchy ball bag? And that'll be my voice notes for the day. In fact, the yogurt and the ball bag, they're obviously connected, as we know. It does relieve itching. So let's I haven't got an itchy ball bag. That was just, I was trying to be funny. Right, let's move on to a related word. Oh, God, now it's itching because I've said it. Attentive is an interesting cognate, would be the posh way of saying it, off of attention, because attentive is paying nice attention to someone. Now, come on, Pixie. Women are more attentive than men. They're just better at it. We're talking about straight men, straight women, heteronormative relationship counsellors. Don't panic. But Lindsay can walk in, and that's my missus because I am married to a woman, unbelievably. But my missus can walk in full, like, whatever it's called, balayage, blonde-dipped hair, completely different. And I might go 4 hours before I'm like, it's something different. Whereas girls are like, is your eyebrow moving differently? What does it mean?
Oh, okay. So again, that's like attention to detail then, but you're saying...
It's being attentive. So it's like I would be being attentive. I was like, hey, babe, you don't seem yourself. Are you okay? You just seem... Oh, my God, yeah, you have noticed that. Yeah, I did have a bad dip. Well, you know, some people are better at picking up that stuff than others. I'm not bad at it, but I would say girls are better than boys. Pixie, agree or disagree?
I agree. I think definitely in my life, and like all my friends, I'd say definitely women, yeah, girls are more attentive on that kind of stuff.
And does it wind you up if you're dating a bloke and he's not attentive like that? He's loving, he's solid, but he's just like, he doesn't read the room, doesn't see the hair, doesn't notice the dress. You go upstairs and radically change the outfit and he doesn't notice. You know, you've been crying in the toilet and he doesn't see the red eyes. Are you all right? Like 4 hours later.
Well, that's bad. But yeah, no, obviously it's nice. It's nice if you've, you know, had a hair change or something and it gets noticed, like you would expect it. So yeah, it is nice to have that. But do boys care about that kind of thing or are they not bothered?
This is, well, it's probably a better question, JB. Is being attentive, as in we're built differently and girls are better being attentive, or is it that blokes just don't care as much about stuff like that? Maybe that's the better question, JP Cooper. What do you think?
No, I think we do care. I think we're just crap. But I've got
end of series.
I've got four sisters. So I've got four sisters. I'm the only boy. And I am the only one who forgets birthdays. I forget every time. I mean, there's four of them to remember. They only have to remember. Well, I guess they've still got four. But I'm always forgetting birthdays. As far as hair, things like that, exactly the same. My wife's got she's got a lot of hair. So she can go and get it chopped and they can hack away at it and it'll look the same to them.
Fair play. Good honesty.
And a thing that she's been doing recently, God love her. So obviously she's had a baby this year. And she's like working out, she's getting back into it. And she always comes in, she's like, can you notice it, JP? And I'm like, see, I'm dead honest again. I've grown up with four sisters. Like, I'll be honest. If I go shopping with you and you ask me if that looks good, I'll tell you if it looks crap. But yeah, she just keeps saying to me, oh, can you notice any difference? I'm like, no, I see you every day. I'm so bad. Like, yeah, so I don't know whether that's a lack of attention or just honesty.
In an ideal world, we'd all have time to prepare meals with whole foods that make sure we're getting the complete nutrition we need. I really do try, and this is not always possible. And this is why Huel is absolutely essential for my lifestyle anyway. I did wonder where the name come from, so I looked it up. It's Huel, means human plus fuel, and it's a nutritionally complete food. That's the difference between that and a lot of the other protein shakes I was smashing before. This is completely balanced, which means every meal contains a balance of protein, carbs, essential fats, fiber, plus all 26 vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients. And it's 100% plant-based. I'm not vegan, but I get a little warm glow from knowing no animals died to make it. So I work with a lot of brands. Some are new to me, some I'm asked to associate with. Now and again, you get a brand that is actually an integral part of your life that you are buying long before they knock on your podcast door about sponsorship. So I'm delighted to talk about Huel. I'd always seen it. I'd seen people necking it. And I'm like down the gym all the time. So I was smashing my protein shakes. And all I looked at was the protein content on the side and thought, well, this is cheaper stuff. That'll do me. Then I did a podcast with a guy I massively look up to called Stephen Bartlett. Since then, he's become the new dragon on Dragon's Den. The guy's worth about a chonchillion billion pound and he runs Social Chain. Super successful guy. Got a Huel fridge in his kitchen. Said, just drink one of those. I tried it. My life was absolutely changed because the guilt that I'd eaten a processed protein shake was gone. It's the completeness of it. The fiber that's in it, the carbs are in it, just enough to keep me happy without getting paranoid about carb loading. And the protein content's there. My favorite product easily is the ready to drink shake. Clues in the name. It's just so easy. I'm lazy. But all you've got to do is put your Huel powder in a shaker. Can't be bothered. So for me, I can just pick up 400 calories, nutritionally complete. It's not a protein shake, yet there's 20 grams of protein in it. Boom, the guns are happy. I can even travel with it in my case when I'm flying because the containers are so secure. I just put them inside, wrap them up in a bit of protection. When I get to where I'm going, I can put them in the fridge of the hotel if I've got one, and I can even have them chilled. But they're great at room temperature, which is also good news. The chocolate one is delish, but the banana and vanilla one also banging. Often when I was on the road before, it was tempting. I might have some like collagen protein, but then I would see a pasty winking at me from the service station. So it just stops that fast food urge. It's 100% nutritionally complete. So I'm not worrying about what I am and am not getting. And unlike a lot of foods that are pre-made for you, it's low in sugar and salt. Even better news, because by listening to this podcast with me, Russell Kane, you're going to get a deal on your first order. Free shipping, a Huel t-shirt, and a guide to get you started. Go to the website. Always wanted to be a discount code. I can't believe it. This tops winning the Perrier Award or be on the Royal Variety. I am now a discount code, Russell10. Please spell Russell with two L's, otherwise you're not welcome in my life. Code is Russell10 and you get a £10 off of your order. I'm going to be entering a code of myself. It's my most narcissistic moment ever. It's valid from 1 week from the date this first went out. So 1 week to enter me into a discount box. You know you want to do it.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Right. Well, this has been measured, and I'm sorry to report, ladies and gentlemen, everyone in between, that men have lower attention spans than women. And as a result, women are more likely to learn from experience than men, who immediately assume they know everything, reveals a new Abertay University study. This also explains is part of the problem with men maturing more slowly. I mean, we've discussed this numerous times on this program, but whichever way you test it, there's so much evidence that says a man doesn't even head to the final touchdown of maturity till about 35, and the wheels come to a stop at about 45. I mean, from every metric you can measure, from emotional intelligence to settling down to infidelity, you've got to wait till a man is 45 before his childish brain has finished growing. And maybe attention is part of it. If you're not able to pay attention, you can't learn from experience. Therefore, how can you build that experience into a complete person? Which would also explain why women are able to mature faster. Women have a better attention to detail. They tend to absorb more information through their senses and store more of it in the brain for other uses than men do. So men go, that smells nice. That's a nice smell. Anyway, tomorrow's Tuesday. Oh, look, a cloud. Therefore, women generally have more interest in details and pay more attention to them than men do. So I just want to get your instinctive answers, but the evidence and research that's been done back up what you've been saying.
I like that.
Of course, the other way we can use the word attention is for seeking attention. Now, the three of us are the worst possible people to answer this, as we all seek attention for a living. I don't care how brilliantly arty I pretend my stand-up is. Really, it's just about having a thought and just satirically engaging. Whether the audience is there or not is not important to me. Liar! Love me, please love me. But I think that girls can get away with seeking attention more in this realm than men. Is it the other way around? I don't know. I'm a bit confused on this one, Pixie. What do you mean
in this realm?
Well, I just think I guess I'm talking from the entertainment background. If you're like seen as an attention seeking man, it probably can be more tragic than if you're seen as a woman seeking attention. It's almost sexist that women are expected to want to seek attention, if you know what I mean. I'm paddling into dangerous waters here. Help me out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What?
Well, what do you think?
I think bad as each other, for sure.
But do you think if you're coming from a regular working class background like I did, you do not want to be the guy who's first up dancing at the wedding? Oh, look, I'm the attention seeker, because you just get put in. You're either a gay man or you're about to be knocked out by someone at the wedding. They're your two fates that night. You're just expected to toe the line and keep yourself to yourself and not express yourself and keep your words in, blah, blah, blah. It's all on a path towards getting someone's attention and seeking it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I think it's more like expected for women to seek attention than men. I feel like I know just as many men that love attention as women.
I'm talking shit. Yeah. As it's coming out of my mouth, I can smell the manure. JP Cooper, what do you think?
All right, so the first thing I'm going to say is, because it's a semi-recent thing, Halloween, thoughts, men and women at Halloween.
Ah, okay.
Thank you, yeah.
So,
thank you.
Don't get me wrong, I have a lot of male friends who, well, I don't have a lot now, you know, we're in our 30s now, but I used to have friends, the ones that were in good shape would always dress up as like Fred Flintstone in a thing or a Greek. Like, if I was still dating, I'd go for the girl dressed as a slice of pizza. Mm. But girls love to be the sexy cat or whatever at Halloween and stuff.
What is going on with
that? That's the exception.
Porno Halloween.
Don't think there's anything wrong with that. I feel like it's absolutely fine to have as many days of the year as one. And I'm not just trying to be PC, but I think, you know what, if you want to celebrate that, that's cool. But it is something that I pick up on.
Yeah, I think you're right.
On Instagram and things, the pictures, it's like, I think a lot of guys just think, I want to dress stupid. Which also is a kind of attention, but I guess it's a different kind of attention. So the Halloween thing always makes me laugh.
It's a good one, isn't it? A sexy zombie. Just newsflash, those of you who played Dungeons & Dragons for a number of years like I did, if you're undead, there's nothing sexy about it, ladies. I could slaughter you with a 20-sided dice anyway, back in the day. But yeah, I suppose that's the main attention. But there are the stereotypes of both comedians and singers that are good at what they do but don't like attention, and that is a horrible place to be. There's plenty of
that's me.
I won't name any comedians. I know plenty of introvert comedians who can barely have the confidence to chat on the tour bus. And as for, like, if they're out in the shopping centre and someone wants a photo, they're dying on the inside. Yet they're driven to play the biggest rooms possible telling jokes. That blows my mind. Yeah. Do you feel the same way, JP? Is it?
So by the sounds of things, similar to yourself, grew up in a very, very working class area where you keep your head down, you don't draw attention to yourself, don't be a show-off. Like, being a show-off is the worst possible thing you can be. So I've never quite shed that. I've had to work very hard to allow myself to, you know, be in front of people and try and share things that I've worked on to make myself better at something that I'm passionate about. To be honest with you, I have to really do a lot of things to get myself on stage. And touring, although I enjoy it, I really enjoyed lockdown for not having to go touring because I find it weird. I don't know how to handle the love. I don't know how to handle it. It's a weird one. I've really enjoyed being able to wear a mask.
Oh,
not that I get spotted often at all. I drink in the local pub. I ride the underground. But I think when I was younger, my early 20s, I wanted attention. You know, I had that thing where I was like, I want to be different. I want people to notice me. And now I'm kind of the complete opposite.
Oh, so you've changed.
So, but Pix, there's nothing wrong with wanting attention. It's like we get put in a box like there's something wrong with us. Like I'm going to prance around in an hour's time trying to get everyone's attention. There's nothing wrong with that. It's my business. I can't help it. It's my personality.
No, definitely not. I mean, I think obviously just some people are born to do what they're born to do. And if it's in your bones, you've got to do it. You've got to get out there and do it. But I do think there's, you know, like you said, there's so many performers that love being on stage, but they're very, very reserved and introverted when they're off the stage. Some people are exactly the same on and off. But there is, like, I've heard loads of comedians, they love, like, telling jokes and making people laugh, but then when they're not working, they don't really want to tell jokes or be funny or...
It's worse the other way around if you can't stop telling jokes when you're off stage.
I just can't stop.
So my worst thing that can happen is if you're at a house party, barbecue, something like that, someone brings out a guitar and says, give us a song, JP.
Oh, yeah.
I just want the ground to open up and swallow me. But I kind of hate that about myself. Like, I wish I wasn't like that because you got this thing that can make people happy.
Yeah.
Why? And actually, in a weird way, I don't think it's humility. I think it's ego. Like, there's something in my ego that is being, like, don't be a dick. Don't be a show-off. If you really look at it, I actually think I care too much about what people think about me.
That is profound as fuck. And of course, there'll be people...
And that's something that I don't like about myself.
I'm aware that most people listening to this will not be comedians or singers, but there'll be everyone who has that desire to show off mixed with the ground wanting to open up to them when the attention's on them at a dinner party
yeah.
will be able to identify with what you're saying. It's really interesting flipping on its head like that and saying, I care so much. I don't want to say... That obviously means if I like start telling jokes at a party, I just don't give a shit what anyone thinks. Although that is my worst. Obviously with comedy, that is my worst fucking nightmare. So, you know, everyone shut up. You should do a bit. Get up on the table then, Mark. Like, no thanks. I could not do that. Pix, what about you? How do you deal with the attention you get?
I can hear what you're saying, JP. I always like if I'm at a party or like in a restaurant or a club or something, and then they'll put my song on. I don't know where to look, or am I meant to dance to it, or do I go to the toilet? I usually go to the toilet and then come back out when it's finished.
Done that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, isn't it? You don't really know how to... Well, I don't really know how to behave when that happens.
But do you find if you have a week where you're getting more and more attention, it makes you crave... more. I mean, I recently watched a series that Ruby Wax did on BBC where she's reviewing her tapes. She talks about fame like an illness, like a virus, like sort of HIV. Once you've got it, you can suppress it, you can manage it, you can stop it killing you. But once you've got it, you will always fucking have it. Even if I didn't sell another tour ticket and you didn't sell another song or no one came to tour ever again, you now have that fame virus, that desire to seek attention, like it's an illness. I thought it's a very bleak way of looking at it, but an interesting way of looking at it in that the more, you know, like similar to JP's background, if someone had told me the stuff I would end up doing and the places I've been and the stages I would be on, I thought, no fucking way. But it was a stage where the more I got, the more I wanted. I got past that and I've got like a balance now in my head. But it's dangerous, isn't it?
I know. When you talk of like fame, I just always think like just take it with a pinch of salt and don't take things so seriously on that side of things. Like, the reason that we got into this business is because we have a passion for something, obviously music, and I feel so lucky that I get to do it. And I focus more on that, and then that just comes along with it. So I just don't really put too much emphasis on it. Just go with the flow.
Okay, guys, just hold your attention there. We are going to take a break. That is the end of part one.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.